Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif announced on Friday that reducing electricity prices was a top priority for the PMLN government and its allies. He emphasized that providing relief to electricity consumers was a key agenda for PMLN President Mohammad Nawaz Sharif and his administration. In his remarks at a cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the need to lower electricity prices to boost Pakistan's exports. He noted that both the agricultural and industrial sectors would struggle to expand without a reduction in electricity costs, stressing that competitiveness in industry was closely tied to lower energy prices. Sharif criticized the politicization of electricity issues, deeming it disrespectful to the public, who were seeking solutions. He urged the government to address inefficiencies and corruption within the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, and the energy sector to set the country on a better path. He assured that the government was fully aware of the people's problems and was working tirelessly to address them. Recalling the PMLN's past achievements, Prime Minister Shahbaz noted that his government had resolved the issue of 20-hour daily load shedding. He praised China for investing in Pakistan's electricity production when few others were willing to do so. In 2015, the government established 4 LNG plants with a capacity of 500 megawatts each, and a turbine efficiency of 64%, crediting Nawaz Sharif for these initiatives. The plants, which NEPRA's tariff was $8.50, were built for just $450,000 each. Prime Minister Shahbaz defended these agreements as sincere efforts to tackle Pakistan's energy crisis. The Prime Minister instructed ministers and officials to inform the public about the PMLN government's efforts to eliminate load shedding. He also announced a 10-day extension for electricity bill payments and a reduction in industrial electricity tariffs by 8 rupees and 50 paise per unit, with a 170 billion rupees subsidy provided to the industry. Additionally, Sharif highlighted collective efforts to combat electricity theft, praising the interim government, the Sindh and Punjab governments, and Chief of Army Staff General Asim Munir for their dedication. He expressed concern over the burden on the salaried class, but noted that a 50 billion rupees subsidy was granted for consumers using up to 200 units of electricity per month. Sharif acknowledged ongoing issues with independent power producers, IPPs, but stated that the government was committed to resolving these challenges, although not overnight.